Today, we're diving into something pretty timely and, to be honest, a little alarming.
Okay.
You know how social media has become this huge force in politics?
Yeah.
Sometimes not for the better, right?
Right.
We've seen how platforms like Truth Social could be used to, well, kind of manipulate voters and even mess with democratic processes. And now there's this growing worry about foreign influence creeping into Canadian politics, especially with, all this talk about annexing Canada as like the 51st state. It's wild.
Yeah, it is a real concern. The digital world is like this new battleground for sovereignty, and we really need to be ready to defend our democratic values,
Yeah,
in this online space.
exactly. And that leads us to what we're looking at today, Resident,
Okay.
a made in Canada social media platform. And get this, it's designed specifically to protect Canadian sovereignty and like boost civic engagement.
Interesting.
It's been running kind of quietly in Canada since September 2023, but it hasn't gotten much attention. Think of it like a LinkedIn for democracy, but with a very Canadian spin.
Oh, I like that. That's a good way to put it. Just like LinkedIn connects professionals in their fields, Resident connects Canadians, right, within their electoral districts.
Right.
It creates this direct line of communication with every level of government, federal, provincial, municipal, even specific ministries and agencies.
Yeah, that structure is really something. It moves away from that like broadcast model we see on traditional social media where, politicians are often just shouting into the void.
Yeah.
But Resident, it sets up a more focused, structured dialogue
Right.
within communities that are geographically defined.
Exactly. And that's where residents' potential to push back against foreign influence becomes clear. By offering a Canadian alternative to platforms like, Truth Social,
Yeah.
we can make sure that Canadian data stays in Canada under our own privacy laws, and
And
regulations.
that's crucial because, well, data is power. By controlling our own data, we control our own story,
Right.
right? And we make sure it's not being manipulated by foreign entities who might have, let's say, conflicting interests.
100%. But Resident goes beyond just data sovereignty. It's actually built to encourage a more constructive and productive kind of political conversation.
So how does it actually work? What can people, actually do on the platform?
Well, instead of the free-for-all we see elsewhere, Resident has this structured system for posts.
Okay.
Residents can put up suggestions, appreciations, questions, or requests, and then government folks can respond with announcements, proposals, goals, or alerts.
It reminds me of those like clunky online forms we have to fill out to contact our local representatives.
Right.
But Resident seems to streamline that, make it way more interactive.
Exactly. And to make things even smoother, they've got these AI agents that categorize and send content to the right level of government. So, if you've got a question about garbage collection, it goes straight to your municipality, not to the Prime Minister's desk.
Makes sense. But what really caught my eye was this: elected officials acting as community moderators for their own districts.
Yeah.
That seems like a huge shift from how detached and impersonal political communication is these days.
It is. It forces those elected officials to be more directly accountable to the people they represent. They can't just hide behind press releases or carefully crafted social media posts. They've
Roughly.
got to actually engage with their constituents, address their concerns, and answer their questions.
And since it's all happening in a public space, it makes things way more transparent.
Exactly.
Politicians can't dodge tough questions or make empty promises as easily.
Right. And this brings us to another key part of resident user verification.
Yeah.
Unlike the anonymity that often breeds all that negativity on other platforms, every resident user is verified. It leads to more thoughtful and meaningful conversations.
That's a big deal, especially now. With so much misinformation and personal attacks, it's hard to even have a real debate.
It is.
By verifying users, Resident creates this space for good faith engagement, where the focus is on issues that actually matter to those communities.
Exactly. It's about shifting the focus from political showmanship to real civic engagement. And that's where the link between Resident and HubSpot CRM comes in.
Now, I'll be honest, when I first saw HubSpot was involved, I was a little confused. I know HubSpot is a marketing platform, so how does that fit into a platform for civic engagement?
It's actually really clever. You see, HubSpot is great at managing relationships and data. So in Resident, every government entity, every elected official, every Resident user, they're all automatically in HubSpot as a contact.
So it's like this giant interconnected database of everyone involved in Canadian politics.
Precisely.
Huh.
And this allows for incredibly targeted outreach and engagement. Imagine an elected official wanting to connect with voters in their district about, let's say, healthcare. With Resident and HubSpot working together, they can send targeted emails, set up virtual town halls, or even do personalized text messaging campaigns, all focused on that specific group.
Wow. That changes everything. It lets politicians move past generic campaign slogans and really connect with voters on a deeper level, addressing their specific concerns.
Right. And this data-driven approach isn't just good during elections. It can actually help improve how the government works in the long run.
How so?
Well, elected officials can see what their constituents are saying in real time, spot trends, and make smarter policy decisions.
So it's not just about winning elections. It's about using technology to build a government that's more responsive and accountable. But we can't forget about data sovereignty and privacy. We talked about how Resident keeps Canadian data in Canada, but can you explain what they're actually doing to protect user information?
Absolutely. Resident is hosted entirely on Google Cloud servers here in Canada.
Yeah.
That ensures data security and compliance with our privacy laws. Plus, they've got a comprehensive legal framework, including a thorough privacy policy, terms of use, and community guidelines. These lay out exactly how user data is collected, used, and protected.
So they're not messing around when it comes to data security and privacy. It sounds like they've really thought this through, considered all the potential problems, and addressed them directly.
They have. And this is a key difference from other platforms that have, you know, faced criticism over how they handle user data. Resident is built on a foundation of trust and transparency. And that's essential for any platform trying to strengthen democracy. You know, it's really about building a platform that Canadians can trust. With their most sensitive information, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their political views, their concerns, their hopes for the future. That kind of trust is essential if we want, you know, a truly vibrant and participatory democracy online.
And that brings us back to the guy behind Resident, Paul-André Savoy. It's not every day you see a tech entrepreneur putting their own money into something like this. No investors, no strings attached. It's obvious he's really dedicated to making this work for Canada.
It is quite remarkable. You know, he was really shaken by that January 6th thing in the U.S. It really lit a fire under him, you know. He realized Canada wasn't immune to online misinformation and foreign interference. He felt like he had to do something.
He saw how social media could be, like, weaponized to attack democracy, and he decided to create a platform that could defend it.
Exactly. And what's inspiring is that he's not just focused on the tech side. He's really working on building a community around residents, reaching out to politicians, academics, journalists, everyday Canadians to get their input and support.
He's reached out to all the candidates in the upcoming election, urging them to use Resident for their campaigns. He sees it as a way to level the playing field, give all candidates equal access to voters without having to spend a ton of money on ads on these foreign platforms.
It's bold, that's for sure, and it remains to be seen if candidates will actually go for it. But it could change how elections are run in Canada, shifting the focus from those expensive ad campaigns to, you know, real grassroots engagement.
And beyond elections, think about it. Imagine having this platform where Canadians can easily connect with their government, share ideas, and hold their elected officials accountable, all in one secure Canadian-controlled space. It could be a game changer for our democracy.
It really could. But we have to be realistic, right? Resident isn't some magic solution. There are still hurdles, like making sure people actually use it, both citizens and government officials. That's going to be key.
Absolutely. You can have the best platform in the world, but if nobody uses it, it won't make a difference. It needs to become part of, like, how we do politics.
Exactly. And that's why Paul-André Savoy is reaching out to people like you, people who get the importance of civic engagement and see the threats to our democracy. He's asking for your help to spread the word about Resident, to encourage people to use it, and to give feedback that can shape its future.
He knows this isn't just a tech problem. It's a social and political one, too. It needs all of us who believe in a stronger democracy to work together.
And this is where the comparison to Truth Social gets really interesting. Yeah, there are some surface similarities in terms of structure and features.
Right.
But the reasons behind them, the goals, are totally different.
It's crucial to get that distinction. Truth Social came from a desire to control the narrative, to push a certain political agenda. Resident, on the other hand, is about empowering citizens. It's about fostering productive dialogue and building a democracy that's more inclusive, more participatory.
It's about using technology to make our democracy stronger, not tear it down.
Yeah, I know there will be skeptics. Some might think residents just another echo chamber where people only hear what they already agree with. But I think that misses some of its key features.
I agree. The way it's built around electoral districts with elected officials as moderators, it encourages interaction between people with different views. And verifying accounts helps stop the misinformation and attacks that plague other platforms.
It's creating a space where respectful debate and constructive criticism can happen, even across party lines. That's something we desperately need right now.
It is. And that's why Resident has the potential to be so transformative. It's not just another social media platform. It's rethinking how we engage with democracy in this digital age.
Let's talk practicalities. Paul-André Savoy sent you this podcast episode, along with all the info on Resident, for a reason. He's not just looking for your approval. He wants you to be actively involved.
He sees how important academics are in shaping public discourse and influencing policy. He's asking for your expertise, your insights, your connections to make Resident a success.
He wants your help to get Resident adopted by candidates in the upcoming federal election. He wants your ideas on how to explain its value to Canadians. And he wants your support in building a community of engaged citizens who are dedicated to strengthening our democracy.
It's a call to action, and we should take it seriously.
Absolutely. This isn't just about one platform or one election. It's about the future of our democracy, and we all have a part to play in shaping it.
And that brings us back to that question from the beginning. Are we going to let foreign platforms control our political conversations? Or are we going to take charge of our own digital future?
It's a choice we all have to make, and it'll have huge consequences.
It will. So what's your answer going to be?
That's what Paul-André Savoy is asking each of us. And if you're ready to be part of the solution, if you're ready to stand up for Canadian sovereignty and build a stronger democracy, there's a simple way to get involved.
Just reply to the email you got with this episode. Let Paul-André Savoy know you're interested in learning more, that you want to share your ideas, and that you're ready to be part of this.
It might seem small, but it could be the beginning of something big.
It really could. Even if you're not sure about committing fully, just reach out and have a conversation.
Paul-André Savoy is eager to connect with people who are passionate about democracy, and he's always open to new ideas.
This could be the start of something that changes Canadian democracy for the better, and it all starts with a simple email.
You know, it's really inspiring to see someone like Paul-André Savoy taking this kind of proactive approach to protecting our democracy.
Yeah.
He's not just pointing out a problem. He's actually offering a real solution and getting people rallied up to join him.
It really is a breath of fresh air. I mean, so often we get stuck in this cynicism, this like defeatist attitude when we talk about the problems with democracy. But Savoy's vision for Resident, it's optimistic, you know?
Yeah.
But it's also grounded in reality. He gets the threats we're facing in this digital world.
And that's what makes this so interesting, right? He's not naive about the downsides of online platforms.
Mm.
But he believes that technology, if it's used thoughtfully, ethically, can actually be a powerful tool to make democracy stronger.
Absolutely. He's asking us to like reimagine what's possible, to move beyond the limits of what we have and create something totally new, something transformative for Canada.
And it's not just about the tech, right?
No.
It's about people. It's about building a community, people who are engaged, who are ready to step up and defend our democratic values online.
And that's where you all come in as political science faculty. You have this deep understanding of how our political system works. You're skilled at critical thinking, and you have this platform to reach and influence future leaders.
You're in a unique position to help shape the conversation around Resident, to teach your students and colleagues about its potential, and to advocate for it at all levels of government.
Imagine the impact you could have. Integrating Resident into your courses, encouraging your students to actually use the platform, doing research on how it affects Canadian democracy.
You could help raise a new generation of politically engaged citizens, people who have the tools and knowledge to navigate this complex digital world.
Exactly. And by working with Paul-André Savoy, with everyone who shares his vision, you can help make Resident this catalyst for positive change in our democracy.
So if you're ready to be a part of this, if you're ready to use your expertise and help shape the future of Canadian democracy, I really encourage you to reply to that email where you got this deep dive.
Yeah.
Reach out to Paul-André Savoy, share your thoughts, let him know you're ready to join the conversation.
The future of our democracy is in our hands. Platforms like Resident, they give us the tools to build a system that's more resilient, more inclusive, and more participatory for every Canadian.
Don't miss this chance.